Hello and welcome to Kilometer Marketing's YouTube video log. I'm Ken Ma, founder of Kilometer Marketing, and your host. In our last video log, we talked about how a better user experience allowed Zest Dental Solutions to charge 10 to 26% more for the exact same products sold on other dental companies' sites. Customers could find the products faster and more easily than they could on the cheaper e-commerce stores. So instead of wasting their time, they were willing to pay a little more by using Zest. Now, if you're interested in the story, please check out our blog post at kilometermarketing.com. User-friendly e-commerce categorization and navigation is one of the things that lets Zest charge so much more for products you can easily buy on other dental e-commerce stores. Today, we're going to give G&L Instruments an online makeover. Now, G&L isn't a dental company like Zest Dental Solutions. It makes something you've probably seen a lot before, but may not know much about. Guitars. We're going to take e-commerce category and navigation principles and apply them to the G&L site, making the target customer's online experience faster, easier, and more enjoyable. By the end of this, you'll not only know more about guitars, you'll know more about how to structure your categories and navigation for a better, more profitable e-commerce experience. As a music lover and guitar player, G&L Instruments is one of my favorite companies. It's named after George Fullerton and Leo Fender. George and Leo, G and L. Two good friends who spent decades changing guitars and popular music. It's the last instrument company created by Leo Fender, father of the modern electric guitar. Leo Fender was the creator of the famous Stratocaster electric guitar shape that most people associate with electric guitars today. I like to think of G&L guitars as the final, most polished version of Leo Fender's work. G&L is a high-quality guitar maker with production in Indonesia and the United States. Prices are on the higher side and range from $500 to well over $2,800 for high-end or custom-built instruments. G&L's site is a bit dated, but that's what makes it a great teaching example. A good website experience starts by keeping the user in mind. Leo Fender kept that philosophy close to his heart. Even though he wasn't a guitar player himself, many of his innovations came by watching musicians and paying close attention to their feedback and needs. Our G&L website makeover needs to do the same. Pay close attention to our users. So who is that user? Guitar players, yes, but there are a lot of different guitar players. I'll show you what I mean. You can segment guitar players in a variety of different ways. Gender, the music they play, age, or even years of guitar playing experience. I'm going to group them up by their needs and experience level. Let's take a look at the groups that we have here. First, beginners. Beginners are people who have just started out on their guitar journey. Generally speaking, they're interested in an inexpensive way to start learning, and they may not be sure if they're going to stick with guitar. They're careful about committing a lot of money to a hobby that they may not continue with. 90% of them will quit within their first year of playing. This is not the G&L target segment. While there might be some beginners who want to invest in a high-quality G&L instrument, the majority of beginners will start with a used or cheaper starter guitar. Shopping for a used guitar as a beginner is actually how I first discovered G&L. From a G&L website and e-commerce experience, we'd be happy to have beginners as a G&L guitar customer, but G&Ls are a little more expensive than most beginners are willing to pay for, and they're not who we're primarily focusing on. Instead, we're going to focus on the following groups. Experienced guitar players, experienced guitarists. These are players who have grown beyond the beginner stage. They've grown past the 1-year dropout period and are growing their skills. As their skills expand, they're looking for an instrument which will support their growth and that they can use when playing with others or in public. This is one of the groups that we'll be focusing on. Collectors. These folks are our primary target. They're passionate about music and true connoisseurs capable of appreciating the unique properties and history behind GNL instruments. Collectors are looking for their own sounds, and they're looking for the instruments that allow them to fill the holes in their sound portfolio. Next is artists. Ranging from your weekend gigging museum to megastars, this group may not drive the highest volume of guitar purchases, but they arguably are one of the most valuable. Their visibility and passion for GNL instruments exposes the instruments to a wider world and demonstrates the quality and capability of GNL guitars to the world at large. Artists are looking for affordable, high-quality instruments which will stand up to the rigors of regular performing without having to worry about damaging or having an extremely expensive instrument lost or stolen. So to recap, these are the people that we're building our online store and website for. Experienced guitarists, collectors, and artists. While they may be visiting, beginners aren't our primary focus. GNL Guitars. Let's talk about the products for a moment. GNL makes several different types of guitars. The first type can be called the S-style, Stratocaster-style guitars. Stratocasters are asymmetric, solid-body electric guitars with three pickups and a tremolo that combines for greater tonal versatility. It makes the whammy bar sound that many of us are familiar with. Next is the T-style, or Telecaster-style guitar. It's the predecessor to the Stratocaster. The T-style is a solid-body electric guitar with two pickups. Next is the offset guitar. An offset guitar is an asymmetric solid body guitar that's built with better comfort and ergonomics in mind. The guitar neck is offset from the center of the guitar body, unlike that of the S-style or T-style guitars. Then there are other assorted guitar types. This will become more relevant as we go on to our categorization in a few moments. Now that you've learned a little more about GNL and their products, let's step back a moment and talk a little about e-commerce categories. E-commerce categories help people organize things into understandable mental buckets to find what they need. That is, after all, the purpose of an e-commerce store. Categories also form the basis of e-commerce navigation and the foundation of a high-quality customer experience. Let's take a look at this example for a clothing e-commerce site. Our categories need to get the people to the products they're looking for as quickly as possible. That means they should start filtering out the products that the customers aren't interested as fast as they can. Let's say our online customer is a woman looking to buy dress shoes for a wedding she's attending. As we look at these categories, we go from men versus women split, and with that one category level, possible options decrease by half. From there, you're going deeper still with the shoe category. As you click through the categories, they should be helping you filter your options, giving you a better and better idea of a more and more appropriate set of products from which you can choose from. Ideally, a category would land you on exactly what you need. Categories which help you find the guitars that you're looking for is what we're hoping to do with this GNL website makeover. Ideally, the categories for the GNL site should be helping you winnow down your options to the few that are most appropriate to what you're looking for. Let's go back and take a look at the GNL site for a moment. You're going to start seeing the categorization show up in the navigation. It might be a little hard to see in the site itself, So let's pull that out into a diagram. This is the GNL website navigation diagram. You can see from the categories forming the navigation, going from left to right at the top, we've got guitars, basses, dealers, features, family, support, about, store, and contact. If you were to click the guitar menu, we'd have the following subcategories: custom shop, tribute series, made in Fullerton, and limited runs. Let's imagine now that you're one of our target customers trying to find more about GNL guitars. Looking at the GNL website navigation, you can almost see that the categories were shaped by someone inside the company. It's almost as if they were organized based on their departments or their product lines. The categories aren't ordered in a customer-friendly logic. New customers might see custom shop first and assume that custom-built guitars were more expensive and that the navigation was set up by price, starting from the most expensive to the least expensive. However, that's not the case. The next navigation item and category is the tribute series, which are the least expensive Indonesian-made guitars. This is followed by the Made in Fullerton Nav category, which refers to US-made Fullerton Deluxe Series guitars, which sit between the custom shop and tribute series in price. As for the limited runs, you really don't have an idea of what they cost or where they sit either. So let's recap. You have, in the guitar category, subcategories of custom shop, tribute series, made in Fullerton, and limited runs. Custom shop is the most expensive option, tribute series the least expensive option, and then third place you have made in Fullerton, which is the middle option. So it goes from price from most expensive, least expensive, middle expensive. When it comes to searching by price, the order of the navigation categories is extremely confusing to the customer. The categories are also confusing if you're looking for a particular style of guitar, say an S-style guitar. There are 6 S-style guitars in the Tribute series and another 6 in the Fullerton Deluxe series. There's no way to see all of the S-style guitars in one place. You have to dive into and out of each navigation area to see what kinds of S-style guitars are available. The same is true for T-style and offset guitars. That's a lot of time wasted trying to sort through the site in order to learn more about the product. Here's a better alternative. Under the guitar categories, we'll put style first as subcategory. When visitors click into the style subcategory, the number of guitars shown goes from 34 in the guitar category to 14 in the S-style category. This will show all of the available S-style guitars across all the brands, allowing new customers to skim all the available options and not have to go back and search other brands for S-style guitars. We'll order the brand subcategory by price. When visitors visit, this will cut down the options further still from 34 guitars in guitars to 6 S-style guitars in the affordable tribute series, making for a much easier user experience for someone who's looking for an affordable tribute series guitar. Ordering these categories by price will allow experienced collectors and artists to shop faster and more effectively by price. We'll also apply this same kind of organization to the T-style, offset, and other subcategories. Here's a look at what the revised categories could look like in navigation. In this case, we'll add a small image showing the body shape, allowing our users to quickly understand what kind of guitar they're looking at without having to guess at the different product lines' meanings. Next to the image, we'll set up the navigation categories by price in descending order from least to most expensive. These changes will make browsing the GNL navigation faster, easier, and more efficient. Let's review category and navigation again. When building categories and navigation, one of the most important things you can do is define your customer persona and segments. These personas and segments help you keep in mind the people that you're looking to have your website and your e-commerce store serve. Don't assume that your customers know everything you know about your brands and products. Build your categories and navigation with your customers in mind. Your categories and navigation should help your customers filter down to the products that are best suited for them. I hope you found this segment on categories and navigation helpful. Next time, we'll be taking another deep dive into the GNL website and looking at navigation overall. If you're interested in getting help with your company's website or e-commerce on building personas, organizing your categories, and structuring your navigation for improved commerce revenue and performance, please reach out to us at kilometermarketing.com. Thank you for your time today. We look forward to seeing you in our next episode.